blood or something?
No, I mean, we're doing a Finnish hip hop DVD.
Okay.
So,
okay, nu får ni bevittna något av det värsta såsande jag någonsin har varit med om under min karriär på Finska Rundradion.
Ja, ääni kuuluu, ääni kuuluu. Ääni kuuluu nyt, ääni kuuluu nyt. Ja kuuluuko? Tää on päällä, tää on päällä.
Ota pois kerran vai?
Päällä kuuluuko? Kuuluuko? Kuuluuko ääni? Halo. 1, 2. Ei mitään. Mä otan pois.
Ei, se on nyt, kun mä otan tällä.
Självaste Ice Cube var på plats i Helsingfors ishall år 2008 och jag var en av redaktörerna som fick vara med under en sån här så kallad roundtable-intervju. Och det går ut alltså på det att flera intervjuar en samtidigt och man ställer frågor naturligtvis. Då Cube dök upp så började de andra då stamma och skänka finska hiphop-DVD:n åt honom och först då testa sin utrustning, sina kameror, sina bandspelare som inte funkar. No. Jag fick sköta intervjun det helt själv.
When did you arrive to Finland?
I got here yesterday.
Okay.
You know, about 7 o'clock p.m.
What are you be doing today in Helsinki?
Just relaxing, you know, sitting down in front of my hotel. Just hanging out, you know, waiting for tonight.
Okay. It's good to have you here. It is said that you have calm down a bit, you know, since the early days.
I don't know really what they mean. You know, we still do hardcore records. I used profanity then, I use profanity now. I don't know what calm down mean as far as them. You know, I'm older and mature. I don't act like a kid, so maybe.
Was there any turning points in your career that you decided to perhaps calm down or change a bit, or is everything that you do just natural?
Well, you know, at a turning point in my career and in my life, really, before my career is, you know, learning about the Nation of Islam, learning about Elijah Muhammad and Minister Farrakhan and things like that. You know, I started learning about who we are as black people in America. And, you know, that changed me a lot. So that's probably the turning point.
All right. We've seen Ice Cube, the musician, the actor, the producer. You've done a lot of things. What is it that we haven't seen yet?
You got to stay tuned, baby. You know, I'm always do what I feel like I could do good or great. So you never know. So I don't want to give up that. People might stop paying attention, so just keep your eyes on me and hopefully I'll do something you like.
What unfulfilled dreams do you still have?
Oh, a lot, you know. I want my company to get bigger. You know, hopefully my kids can run it one day. You know, those are big dreams. Nothing like, you know, what most people would think of, you know, just and make sure my kids are successful. Those are my dreams now. You know, I've achieved a lot as an individual myself, and it's really all about my kids now.
All right.
Yeah. Ice Cube kan ha blivit äldre, men hans stil har nog inte mjuknat alls överhuvudtaget. Han kanske har börjat ta mer reda på saker nu här under äldre dagar, att numera är han betydligt mer påläst vad gäller religion och historia än då han var ung. Ice Cube är såklart främst känd som en rapartist, men han har även varit med i en massa Hollywood-produktioner och sen är han ju en businessman. Och Ice Cube har också samarbetat med massa andra artister, som till exempel Korn.
You've worked with different artists, like for instance Korn, their music is really different from your music, but it turned out really good, the song that you made, and you were on the Family Values tour as well. How much do you have to turn down people that want to work with you?
You know, it's really all about a vibe. You know, I don't work with people just because of names or styles or anything like that. It's because I dig what they doing, they dig what I'm doing, and it gets together. So, you know, a couple of things a year, but you know, it's only because I feel like it's contrived. It's nothing that's natural. you know, I met the dudes from Korn, and they were just cool, and they loved hip hop, and they, you know, had respect for the history of hip hop, and the vibe was right, so you know, we ended up doing that song. But you know, it's really about that's really all it's about is vibe. You know, I won't do it just because it's a moneymaker, you know, because, you know, that ain't what it's about. It's about artists getting together because they got something good to do.
Okay. You have a song called Gangsta Rap Made Me Do It. Have you ever been accused of, like, for instance, someone has come up to you and say, your song, your music made my kid do this and this, or someone has come up to you and said, your music made me do this and this?
No, not specifically like that. You know, people came to me and said, you know, your CD, you know, got me in trouble when I was, you know, listening to it, and my parents didn't want me to listen to it. But not far as I heard you say something, I went and did it, and I got in trouble for it. Nah, never.
Okay, all right. Do you still stand for talking about the calming down and maturity and stuff? Do you still stand for everything, every song you made in the earlier days as well? Or have you, like, dropped some songs from the set list just because you don't stand behind the lyrics as much as you did anymore?
Only one song. You know, every song that I've done through my career, I feel are time capsules, so I don't regret anything. I wouldn't take anything back. One song I took off the playlist is No Vaseline, just because of, you know, Easy Dying, and you know, it's just not a cool record to do, so I don't do it no more, out of respect for Eazy-E, so
okay.
That's it.
You're considered to be some sort of pioneer in the thing that you do, but can you put your finger on, like, what specific thing you think, you believe you inspired the most? Like, and what can we see your traces?
I mean, I think people seeing me that, that being yourself is good enough, you know, and not worrying about trying to live up to nothing but yourself, and be true to yourself. And if you're true to yourself, and you're true to your music, and you're true to your fans, hopefully, you know, you'll have a career that I've been blessed to have. So that's really what it's all about, staying true to yourself and not being so tempted by the money that you don't do about that.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Oh,
all right. Thank
you. Ice Cube står bakom allt som han har skrivit, men en låt så skippar han, och det är No Vaseline. I tiderna så, när den låten gavs ut, så det var alltså en hård känga åt hans förrätta NWA-kollega Eazy-E. Och efter att Eazy dog av AIDS så kändes det inte så passande att ha med låten i repertoar mera. Ice Cube, han säger också att hans starkaste sida absolut är antagligen det att vara sig själv. Att det är orsaken varför han har slagit igenom i framförallt musik, men i allt annat han har gjort. Han har alltid varit sig själv.